Then Came Man, A Kerosene Account of Creation, by Alexandra Aaron, as read by the author. In the beginning, there was chaos. And in that chaos, there was the Star Drake. And he sought within the chaos, and found within it a sphere of order that had emerged, the world. He saw upon the world the creatures of chaos, breeding and multiplying, striving to break apart its skin and pull it back into chaos. So he flew around the world, encircling it, inside a crystalline shell, and inside that shell he placed a crystal egg, one of five he had brought. From that first egg sprang the dragons of every size and color, dragons of sea and sky and land, and they were given dominion over the world, to cleanse it of the creations of chaos. When the world was cleansed and the dragon's influence was waning, the Star Drake placed two more eggs within the shell. From the larger of them came the great god Kersis Day, and from the smaller came the other gods. And some of them created lesser gods, and together they filled the barren world with plants and animals of every kind, and they created races in imitation of themselves, and Kersis Day watched. And there were elves in the forests, and dwarves in the mountains, and many other races according to their nature. And the orderly world grew chaotic again, with so many peoples acting upon it, and none of them in concert or harmony with each other. So Kersis Day created man, who could climb the mountains and conquer the forests, cross the deserts and the seas, and fill every corner of the world, and bring friendship and understanding to all. But among the other gods there were those who were jealous of Kersis Day, and who opposed his divine will, and they created monstrous beasts and filled them with a hatred for man and a lust for his flesh, that he would struggle to survive wherever he went and would never know a moment's peace, and the world would remain divided and fraught with chaos. And thus the world remains full of evil things who would destroy peace and wipe out the race of man, but they cannot. For man was formed in the image of Kersis Day, and would always overcome. But the worst of man's enemies were the demons, who were formed in the image of man. They dwelt in the forests and the mountains, and they haunted the deserts and the oceans. They went wherever man went, and they undid his works. They slew his children, and they bedeviled him without relief. But they could not destroy him, though man's suffering was great. But the Star Drake had left the last two crystal eggs with Kersis Day. And he saw man's suffering, and he placed the fourth egg upon the world, from which arose a champion to drive the demons from the world, just as the dragons had once cleansed it. This champion was Kersis, incarnated into the mortal world, and he did battle with the demons and slew many of their number. But the jealous gods intervened, and insisted that he did not slay all of them, lest it give any god the license to erase another's creations. So he took the remaining demons and bound them up in a place of suffering from which they could not easily escape, a plane of evil suited to their dark hearts. To make certain that their imprisonment was eternal, he forged a lock that could only be opened by men, so that no demon could return to the world without man's permission. Thus it was that man finally knew relief from the scourge of demons. But the ways of evil are subtle, and man is mortal and fallible. And so it will sometimes come to pass that a demon will make its escape, and gain purchase on the plane of the world once more. But the power of Kersis Day and his incarnate avatar will stand between them and mankind forevermore. Thus it has been promised, and thus it shall remain, until the time when the fifth egg opens, and everlasting order is brought to the world. Amen.